Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all. It's an 8-session DVD and workbook study kit called Life's Healing Choices. And you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with a message called The Hope You Need for Change.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, the second beatitude says, God blesses those people who grieve. They will find comfort. Now, what God is saying here is when you do the painful work, and it is painful, of owning up to your problems, of owning up to the health issues that are not correct in your life, physical, emotional, spiritual, and every other way, when you actually face your hang-ups, your hurts, your bad habits, and you face that pain, God says, I will be right there to give you hope. Now, you cannot get healthy without hope. You can go 40 days without food. You can go about 8 days without water. You can go, about 3 minutes without air at the maximum. But you can't go 1 second without hope. You have to have hope in order to get healthy again. You'd never go on a diet if you didn't hope it'd make you look better, feel better. You hoped it would work. And so we all need hope. You cannot live without hope. The verse there on your Bible, on your outline, Proverbs 18:14 says, no one can live with a broken spirit. Now, what is hope? Hope is the light at the end of the tunnel. That all this effort I'm making into honestly face my past and my hang-ups and the things in my life that aren't right, that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope, that it's the expectation that things are going to work out, that it's going to get better. Hope is the energy that helps you keep going on as we take these 8 steps to getting healthy again together. No hope, you won't last this series, much less last through what God wants to do in your life. The issue then becomes, how do you have hope? Or where do you get hope when change seems hopeless? I've worked on my marriage. It didn't get any better. I've worked on these things in my life that I know I don't like and I want to change in my life, but I don't know how to get better. And when you feel hopeless about a relationship, about a problem, about a situation, about a characteristic of your life that you really don't like, about something that's happened to you in the past that you can't seem to let go of, and you feel hopeless, where do you get hope in those situations? Well, the Bible tells us where. And the Bible says that there are 5 things that you need to remember that will give you hope in a hopeless situation. In fact, let me make you a guarantee this morning. If you will memorize these 5 things, and if you will remember them on a day-by-day basis, and you really let them enter into your heart and your soul, you will never again feel hopeless. I can guarantee that on the basis of God's word. If you will remember these 5 things and apply them every time you start to get in despair, you will never again feel hopeless. Now, these 5 things build on each other. The first one's pretty obvious, and as we get a little bit further and further, it becomes more and more powerful in your life. What are they? Number one, if I want to have hope to change, first, I must remember God is with me. The Bible says this in Job chapter 8. Read it with me. Those who forget God have no hope. Well, of course. Folks, if there were no God in this world, we'd have a lot of reasons to be discouraged. We'd have a lot of reasons to feel helpless and hopeless. Now, a definition of an atheist is someone who is living as if there is no God. Now, if that's the definition, I know a lot of Christians who are atheists. Because even though we believe in God, we often act when it comes to our problems like God doesn't exist. I got to solve this problem on my own. I've got to do this on my energy. I got to figure it all out myself. We don't consult God. We don't pray to God. We don't think of Him first. We think, well, I just got to figure this out. That's called practical atheism. And a lot of Christians do that. In fact, pastors can do it. The first thing you remember when you start to feel hopeless is God is with me. But that's not all. Number two, I remember not only that He's with me, but I remember that God cares about me. He cares about me. He loves me. I matter to Him. And the Bible's very, very clear about this. In Lamentations chapter 3, let's read it together. I have hope when I think of this. The Lord's love never ends. His mercies never stop. They are new every morning. Now circle the phrase, never ends. How is that possible? How is it possible for God's love for you to never end? I mean, obviously human love ends. We see it all around us. People fall out of love all the time. Why? Because human love is conditional and God's love is unconditional and therefore it never ends. There's a verse in the Bible where God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Now here's my question to you. Have you ever let God love you? Oh, you know about God's love. But I've said this before, but many Christians have never felt the unconditional love of God. In your mind, you still think God's love is conditional, that He loves you on your good days and He frowns on you on your bad days. And you, there are areas of your life you don't even know about. There are areas in your mind, closets and doors and rooms that you don't know about. God wants to fill every area of your mind, heart, and soul with His love. And that takes time. And you have to learn to let God love you. Why? Because when you let God love the ugly things in your life, you have to first admit it's ugly. And that's tough. In fact, it's far easier. Listen. It's far easier for you to love God than it is for you to let God love the unlovely parts in your life.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. How you respond to these difficulties will determine whether you get bitter or better. That's why Pastor Rick created the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit to help you find freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video lessons that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. As you discover and apply these life-changing principles, you too will find God's path to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
God wants to be the father that you may have never had. A different kind of father than the one you may have had. A tender, a sympathetic, an understanding father, because He knows all about you. He knows why things happened to you. He knows why you chose to do the choices you made. And He loves you. Many people, if not most people, have never really felt that they matter to God. They've never really felt that God loved them unconditionally. That's what Romans 5:8 says. The next verse, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. You want to know how much you matter? Look at the cross. That's how much you matter. Jesus Christ came to earth to die for you. That's a reason for hope. Not only is God with me, but he cares about me. Number three, and it gets even better. Not only is he with you and care about you, I need to remember that he knows my situation. He knows my problem. He knows my pain. He knows the things that hurt in my heart. How is that possible? Well, obvious. God knows everything. He knows your habits. He knows your hang-ups. He knows your hurts. Psalm 56, verse 6 says, you know how troubled I am. You have kept a record of my tears. Did you know that? Did you know that the Bible says God has kept a record of every tear that has fallen down your cheek? That's what I call getting up close and personal. You have never, ever even shed a tear that God missed. Nothing is beyond his love. Nothing is beyond his compassionate gaze. He's with you, he loves you, and he sees everything you have gone through, are going through, and knows what you're going to go through. He knows you up close and personal. You've all heard people say, nobody knows what I'm going through. God does. Nobody knows the hell I'm in at home. God does. God knows exactly what you're feeling. In fact, he knows, listen to this, he knows it better than you do. Because you don't even understand some of the pain you go through. You don't know why all the time you hurt, but God does. In fact, did you know that the Bible says when you are in so much pain and you are so confused about something in your life that you don't even know how to put it into words, you can't even pray about it because you can't verbalize what you feel. The Bible says God prays for you. He talks to himself about your pain. In Romans chapter 8, it says, when we don't know what to pray, when we're in pain, when we don't know which way to turn, the Holy Spirit prays for us. God talks to himself about your pain. That's how much you matter. Even when you don't know how to pray, he's praying for you to himself. That's how much you matter to God. That's how intimately he is aware of what's going on in your life. Psalm 31, verse 7 says, you have seen the crisis in my soul. Some of you are in a crisis right now. God sees it. He knows about it. He cares about it. And there is hope for change. If you feel you're in a hopeless situation, you just need to remember these things. God is with me. God cares about me. God sees what I'm going through. And it even gets better. Number four, I need to remember, he has power that I don't have. Luke 18 says, what is impossible for men is possible with God. Did you know that the sun radiates more power in 1 second than has been used by all of mankind throughout history? In 1 second. And that sun is just one of gazillions of them that God created. Suffice it to say, God has more power than you can comprehend. You just need to realize he's got enough for your problems. Now, because God's power is unlimited, two things are true. Number one, he never gets tired. He never gets fatigued. He never runs out of energy. And number two, he never calls rolling blackouts. He doesn't say, now, for the next hour of your life, my power will not be available. I'm sorry, you're on your own in this situation. Forget the temptation. He has more power than you could possibly imagine. And what's impossible for men is possible with God. Romans 4:18, I love this in the Message paraphrase. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live not on the basis of what he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. Now the fact is, there are many things in your life you can't control. In fact, most of the things in your life you can't control. So that does mean that in those situations, you are helpless, but you are not hopeless. That's step two. Step one says, I am helpless to change some things in my life. Step two says, but I have hope. I'm not hopeless because God has power that I don't have. Philippians 2 says this, for God is at work within you, giving you the will and the power to achieve his purpose. Circle the phrase power, the word. He gives you the will and the power. And that's not willpower. He gives you the will, that's the willingness, that's a desire from God, and then he gives you the energy to complete what he gave you the desire to do. God will give you the power that is beyond yourself. There are those things that God says, I will give you the power for. The good news is, he has a name. And his name is Jesus Christ. He's not just a power, he's a person. And he wants a relationship with you. And when you get to know him, there is a new sense of power. Now, it's not just, yes, I gave my life to Christ, and then I'm supposed to have power. No, it's a moment-by-moment connection to God. The only way you're going to have power in your life is not by just being a Christian. I know a lot of Christians who have no power in their lives. The only way you're going to get God's power is to be connected moment by moment. Not just say, oh, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I've trusted Christ for salvation. It's to be moment by moment, daily connected, daily plugged in to him, trusting him. When you do that, when you get plugged in on a moment by moment basis, now you've got a basis for real hope. Now, here's the fifth thing you need to remember when you feel hopeless. Not only does God know me, he's with me, he cares about me, he knows my situation, he has power I don't have, but number five, remember, he's promised to help if I'll turn to him. Psalm 119, verse 81, I expect your help, for you have promised it. Over and over and over and over and over and over again in the Bible, over 6,000 promises, God says, I want to help you. You were not meant to go through life unplugged. He's promised it. And the Bible says this, God cannot lie when he makes a promise, and he cannot lie when he makes an oath. These things encourage us. They give us strength to hold on to the hope we have been given. If you want to have real hope in a hopeless situation, something that you thought is never going to change, you need to remember these. God is with me. He cares about me. He knows the situation. He has the power to change, and he will help me. Now, these five truths are summarized in the second step to getting healthy again. Here it is. Earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to him, and that he has the power to help me recover, to get well again. So what happens when I believe that? What happens? Well, look at the next verse. The spirit that God gives us, when God's spirit is inside of you, what happens to you? It says, he fills us with power, with love, and with a sound mind or self-control. The very three things you need in order to get healthy again. First, you need power. Because you can't change on your own. If you coulda, you woulda, but you can't, so you won't. You need God's power, power beyond yourself. Second, you need love. What is love? Love is the ability to establish deep, meaningful, satisfying, authentic relationships rather than shallow, superficial, hurtful, painful, selfish relationships. Oh boy, do you need love in your life. And then you need self-control. What is that? Just more willpower? No. It is God's power in your life giving you the ability to say no. To say no to the things that you know are unhealthy for you. And you can have all three of those things if you'll just stay connected to the source. Let's bow our heads. Father, I'm sure that there are people here today who feel pretty beat up by their circumstances. They're feeling hopeless. There may be some who are here in so much despair that maybe they've even considered taking their life to end the pain. Thank you so much for bringing these people here today so they could have a new hope. Jesus, I know that you love them very much, and I pray that in this moment, they will turn it all over to you, get connected, get reconnected, so your power can flow through them, and they can begin a new life of living hope. Now you pray. Say in your mind, dear God, you know exactly how I've been feeling this week. You've seen the confusion and the sadness in my soul. And today I want to turn it all over to you again. Help me to feel and experience your unconditional love, even in the ugly areas of my life. Thank you that I matter to you. Help me to remember that you know all about my situations and that you have the power to change me and everything else. Thank you for your promises to help. Today, I want to take step 2 in getting healthy again. Jesus Christ, I believe you exist. I believe that you love me, that I matter to you, and that you have the power to help me get healthy again. Help me to trust you and to stay connected to you on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment basis. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves. We've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, it's easy to assume that you'll never be able to change or heal from the past patterns in our lives, but Jesus offers us the hope that we need to change. He offers us hope for a second chance and hope to renew our lives. That's why I created Life's Healing Choices Study Kit. You can use it either by yourself or, even better, get a couple friends and study it together in a small group. This study kit is based on the Beatitudes, where Jesus teaches you how to make choices every day that will help you build a healthy foundation for real change in your life. Now, I'd like to send you this Life's Healing Choices Study Kit as a thank you when you give a gift financially to support Daily Hope Ministry and this broadcast around the world. Now, the study kit includes my 8-session teaching DVD and a workbook that can be used either, as I said, by yourself, or you can do it as a small group study. And I really would encourage you to get a couple friends and do the study together. We always grow more in community with other people. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting Daily Hope. You know that we are a 100% listener-supported ministry. We don't have any big donor out there. It's your generosity that makes it possible for me to record and produce these messages and give them out all around the world, trying to help people with the hope we need for change.
Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Life's Healing Choices 8-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request this great resource. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.